Our text for this morning is 1 Corinthians 15, verses 14 and 20. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. One startling moment from William Wordsworth's very long, it's almost 8,000 lines, very long autobiographical poem, The Prelude, comes in book one. Here he interrupts a recollection from his childhood with what becomes a profound question. He asks, was it for this? He is really questioning how his experience with and love of nature has shaped him as an adult. He is reevaluating his life, wondering about his past choices and his future paths. We are now in May, the beginning of the season of confirmation and graduation. And during this time, many young people may be asking themselves, once school is over, for some, over for good, was it for this? Or to put it another way, was it all worthwhile? Those who graduate from high school or college from here in a little over a week should and will be able to enjoy a great sense of accomplishment. After the days and weeks pass, however, they may begin to wonder, was it all worth it? They may be still living in the same place, working at the same job, hanging out with the same friends. Was all the getting up early and going to school every day worth it? Was studying for tests and writing papers really helpful? Was it for this? If we view our accomplishments during the school year or over an academic career in earthly terms, surely we can find some benefit, usually career-wise or financially or maybe even socially. Yet, like all earthly goals and accomplishments, the pride and sense of accomplishment in earning a degree will not last forever. In regard to our education in God's Word, though, and for the direction of our lives, we can be joyfully confident that all is worthwhile. I'm assuming that most students, especially those who are graduating, are looking forward to the end of the school year. Indeed, I would guess that there are about 20 high school students who are suffering from senioritis, barely able to get through the class day, knowing that there's so little left of high school. This promise of the soon-to-end school year can also affect faculty and staff as well. Does it really matter if teachers and students both prepare diligently for all their classes? Does the staff really need to put in maximum effort into all their duties as we wind down the school year? But if these questions arise at the end of the school year, they can also arise throughout the school year and during one's academic career. Looking back at our school year, we may wonder, do I really need to know the Pythagorean theorem? Do I really need to know Spanish grammar and vocabulary when I may never speak or read it again? Do I really need to know the difference between consonants and assonants? Or that mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. In other words, was it for this? Was it for this knowledge that I've spent all my years in school? Was it all worth it? Many of you have also been educated previous to Emmanuel at Christian day schools or perhaps homeschooled. You may have had to go to school then without your neighbors and some of your friends. You also perhaps missed out on opportunities in athletics or extracurriculars. In your years of attending Emmanuel, you have missed out on further opportunities. Your high school at home may have had many more elective courses, especially those geared to your particular interest. They may have had much better or different sports teams or drama clubs. For those of you who don't live in Eau Claire, you've probably had to try to explain to friends back home why you're going to school so far away. And in doing so, you spend much of your time away from your family and hometown friends. Was it for this? Was all this accommodation for your religious faith? Were all these missed opportunities academically, athletically, socially, or even family-wise worthwhile? The Apostle Paul puts the answers to these questions rather succinctly in 1 Corinthians 15:14. If Christ is not risen, the answer is a decisive no. If Christ did not rise on Easter morning, all our efforts, all our lives are pointless and empty. For if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. This would be the most terrible news possible. However, as Paul goes on to point out, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Because of Christ's resurrection, we have the assurance of forgiveness of sins and eternal life. Therefore, the answer to whether our individual and collective lives and efforts are worth it is a resounding yes. Furthermore, we can recognize with relief that it's not our time and effort that provides true fulfillment. Through the Holy Spirit's work, that forgiveness of sins, that assurance of forgiveness of sins and life everlasting, infuses us with a wonderful sense of optimism and a dedicated sense of purpose. We have the great privilege of sharing the good news of forgiveness of sins and eternal life with the world. What could be more worthwhile and fulfilling? Thinking back over this year or over your academic career at Emmanuel, the greatest opportunity you have had is to be able to hear the Word of God in daily chapels, in not only your religion classes, but in all your classes, and at church on Messiah on the weekends. So no matter what your grades or your academic achievements are, you can be thankful that you have been able to grow in God's Word, that one thing needful. Was it for this? No matter what our students choose to do in life, they'll be faced with struggles and disappointments. Indeed, many of the things they most look forward to in terms of goals, once accomplished, will turn out not to provide true happiness and joy. We pray, though, that we all continue to grow in God's Word and in our faith. That faith which demonstrates to us that Christ's death and resurrection imparts to our lives here the greatest news, the greatest sense of purpose and fulfillment. We have been saved from eternal death and damnation and granted eternal life, and we have the privilege of sharing that good news with others. Nothing could be more worthwhile. Please remain after our closing hymn for announcements. We'll close with hymn 741, verses 1, 2, and 8. 741, 1, 2, and 8.